Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. You can't tell the players without a scorecard. You won't know your enemy until you read the book. Tonight we're going to give you a combo. We're going to give you an introduction to a rock and roll, and we're going to give you the latest news that has befallen the communists in the Obama administration. Yes, my friends, I've learned to say the word communist. I'm not afraid. In the beginning, I was a little scared with all the phone tapping that's going on by the Department of Justice and all of the lies about Benghazi and the setup of SEAL Team 6 in Afghanistan. And the fact that the casualties in Afghanistan are never mentioned in the communist press. And when they are, they're classified as NATO troops. But all those NATO troops are being buried in the USA. And they're coming home in flag-draped coffins, the same flag that 48 senators voted to burn. And when they voted to burn, that was 40 days before 9/11. And they had no idea what was coming, and they had no idea what they were doing, but they put in for a paycheck every week. And you paid them. And then you went to work, and your wife went to work, so that you could pay more taxes, so these guys could leech off of you. These are the guys who created welfare and enjoy it the most. So having said that, let me tell you about a rock and roll. I was working as a dishwasher in Camp Katahdin in Maine, in the shadows of the great Mount Katahdin. And somebody said to me as we went into our bunks after a day's work, somebody said to me, "Wait till you hear this guy Moondog." And they turned on the radio, and I guess the broadcast was out of Boston. And all of a sudden, I heard this wolf howling, and they go, "This is Moondog." And then Moondog introduced himself. And later on, other guys appeared like Wolfman Jack, but Moondog was the first guy. And Moondog introduced the tune. And to me, this was the first rock and roll tune I ever heard, and possibly the first rock and roll tune the country ever heard. And when he introduced it, up until that time, all we had were crooners, like Frank Sinatra, Vic Damone, Tony Bennett. These were the crooners of the time, and chanteuses. And a lot of the chanteuses were from the Southland. And up until then, everybody's one man or one woman sang a tune. And then all of a sudden, groups started to appear, and this was one of the first groups that appeared on the scene. So it's my treat tonight to give you possibly the first rock and roll song that was ever recorded. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. You can't tell the players without a scorecard. You won't know your enemy until you read the book. Tonight, we're going to give you a combo. We're going to give you an introduction to a rock and roll, and we're going to give you the latest news that has befallen the communists in the Obama administration. Yes, my friends, I've learned to say the word communist. I'm not afraid. In the beginning, I was a little scared with all the phone tapping that's going on by the Department of Justice and all of the lies about Benghazi, and the setup of SEAL Team 6 in Afghanistan, and the fact that the casualties in Afghanistan are never mentioned in the communist press, and when they are, they're classified as NATO troops, but all those NATO troops are being buried in the USA. And they're coming home in flag-draped coffins, the same flag that 48 senators voted to burn. And when they voted to burn, that was 40 days before 9/11, and they had no idea what was coming, and they had no idea what they were doing, but they put in for a paycheck every week. And you paid them. And then you went to work, and your wife went to work, so that you could pay more taxes, so these guys could leech off of you. These are the guys who created welfare and enjoy it the most. So having said that, let me tell you about rock and roll. I was working as a dishwasher in Camp Katahdin in Maine, in the shadows of the great Mount Katahdin. And somebody said to me as we went into our bunks after a day's work, somebody said to me, "Wait till you hear this guy Moondog." And they turned on the radio, and I guess the broadcast was out of Boston. And all of a sudden I heard this wolf howling. And they go, "This is Moondog." And then Moondog introduced himself. And later on, other guys appeared like Wolfman Jack. But Moondog was the first guy. And Moondog introduced the tune. And to me, this was the first rock and roll tune I ever heard. And possibly the first rock and roll tune the country ever heard. And when he introduced it, up until that time, all we had were crooners. Like Frank Sinatra, Vic Damone, Tony Bennett. These were the crooners of the time. And chanteuses. And a lot of the chanteuses were from the Southland. And up until then, everybody's one man or one woman sang a tune. And then all of a sudden, groups started to appear. And this was one of the first groups that appeared on the scene. So it's my treat tonight to give you possibly the first rock and roll song that was ever recorded.
Life could be a dream, life could be a dream. Do, 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 shaboom.
Life could be a dream, shaboom. If I could take you up in paradise up above.
Shaboom.
If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and open, we'll meet again, boom.
Ding dong, ding dong, shalang, lang, lang. Oh, 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 dip, a dip, a dip, a dip. Oh,
life could be a dream.
If only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you. Life would be a dream, sweetheart.
Every time I look at you, knowing is all my mind. If you do what I want you to, maybe we'd be so fine.
Life could be a dream, shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope we'll meet again, boom. Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope we'll meet again, boom, boom, boom.
Ding dong, ding dong, a lang 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 a
lang a lang a lang a lang a lang.
Would you say that counts as a doo-wop? Would you say it's early doo-wop? We'll give you one more tune just to bring you back to the early 50s when America was clean. Clean. No rehab units. No AIDS. Here's a tune before Bill Haley and the Comets.
Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Well, you get in that kitchen, make some noise with the pots and pans. Well, you wear those dresses, sun comes shining through. Well, you wear those dresses, sun comes shining through. I can't believe my eyes, all of this belongs to you. I believe you will go, you devil is now. I believe you will go, you devil is now. Well, Lord, I work the best of my money go. I said shake, round and roll. Shake, round and roll. Shake, round and roll. Shake, round and roll. Well, you won't do right to save your doggone soul.
Let me find you a real doo-wop from one of the early singing groups. I was reading some stats today about unwed mothers, and I think I'm doing this from memory. 1,375,000 unwed mothers gave birth this year. Now, that's a lot of brave girls. And they said their incomes were between $12,000 and $24,000. That's a lot of brave girls. And where is the insignificant other? Where is the male macho man? Where is he? Say a little prayer for those mothers, because their lives are now committed to their children. And they're getting a bad rap. Back in the 50s, you couldn't even get a divorce in this country. You had to go to Mexico. And the only ones that went to Mexico were Hollywood stars. And somebody reminded me you could get one in Nevada. But that was it. You made your bed, you lied in it. And if you got a girl in trouble, you did the right thing. Today the right thing is give a cab fare to the abortion clinic. Not fair. Not fair. Here's what guys sounded like in the 50s.
If I give my heart to you. Will you handle it with care? Will you always treat me tenderly?
Got married in church and you took an oath, like the oath to serve and protect your country that people don't take today. You took an oath before God to love, honor, and obey in sickness and in health, for richer or poorer, till death do you part. And look what you got today. You got the Kentucky Derby. And they're all getting married at the Elvis Chapel in Las Vegas. Or as the Russians say, Las Vegas. Now, if you broke up while you were going steady, guys used to be heartbroken. Guys used to cry. You think I'm kidding, right? Listen to this tune. The last tune you heard was done by the Harptones. And this tune you're going to hear is done by the Harptones. And just because guys cried back in the 50s, it doesn't mean they were wimpettes. And you have no right to say anything, because you're getting your nails done tomorrow.
Thank you.
switching over to my political hat, the Spirit of America Party. Right after a 9-1-1 took place, it couldn't have been more than 8 hours, the TV screen lit up with, we're all Americans, we're all Americans, and we all have to respect one another. And then they showed a Muslim in a New York City a policeman's uniform with a hat on top of his turban. And they showed multicultured people. And the message was, do not attack Arabs. That was the real message. Take the 3,000 dead and live with it. That was the real message. And then this jerk, Mark Green, who was running for mayor at the time, got on TV and he said, we have to protect the sheiks because the sheiks are good people. And I looked at myself and he says, and they drive taxis. And I said to myself, and I do know that there were spontaneous problems, not many, where poor Hindus took the blame for the Muslims in 7-Elevens, where guys said they would boycott them, and people didn't know that the Hindus are also murdered by the Muslims. And what Mark Green was, the people that Mark Green was referring to was Sikhs, S-I-K-H-S, because sheiks don't drive cabs. Sheiks ride in the back of limousines and raise the price of oil, which you're not allowed to drill in the United States because you're a slave of the government. Yes, you didn't know that. You thought you were going to work for yourself. Yeah. There's only two people in this country today, givers and takers. So anyway, you should know, I have some Muslim friends, and I was in Kuwait in a cafe, and a Sikh was sitting at the next table, and my Muslim friend said to me, Mr. Tom, do you know that they cannot cut their hair until the last Muslim is dead? Because they put their hair up in a ball, and then the turban covers the big hairdo. But anyway, that's what American politicians know about Islam. They can't tell the difference between a sheikh and a Sikh. And it leads me into my article, The Leopard Never Changes Its Spots. So brace yourself, because when you hear all these politicians talk about a handful of fanatics have hijacked a beautiful religion, they don't know. What do they know about fanatics? What do they know about Islam? They are infidels. They have no idea what goes on. Yet, they're speaking for the Muslim world, because the Muslim world isn't saying anything. So you got jerks all over this country, especially in government, that just start to recite passages from the Quran, and they have no idea what they're talking about. So there's two words that I abhor. And one is a hijacked religion, and the other is radicalization. So I'm going to give you an update on why I wrote that the leopard never changes its spots. Have you seen the Pope, our new Pope? The Pope of the world? Have you seen him? He's a wonderful man. He's a humble man. I got pictures of him paying his hotel bill, and he took a bus from the Vatican when he was Pope to go over to the hotel that he stayed at the night before and pay the bill. And he's sitting next to another guy in a seat, like he's just the passenger of Christ. The guy is fantastic. How many pictures and how many times have you read articles about this Pope? The communist press hates him. They can't wait to destroy him. They spit on his pictures. Twice you've seen references to the Pope. Did you see a picture of the Pope holding a boy with cerebral palsy? Huh? He's holding the boy. The boy's body is contorted, and the Pope is kissing him. And there's a story behind that picture that you will never hear. The father of that boy has five sons. his son that has cerebral palsy, was with his mother in Vatican Square, and the father and the other sons were on the way to join her, and one of the sons said, "Dad, look up on the TV screen." I think the boy's name was Dominic. "Dominic is with the Pope." And the father looked up, and sure enough, there was the picture. The picture was flashed immediately all over the world. All over the world. Did you see it? If you saw it, you were lucky, because they scrapped it. Guaranteed they scrapped it 10 minutes later in communist USA. It was a beautiful picture. It was unbelievable. Okay, so let me go back to the leopard never changes its spots. And why I mentioned the Pope is because the Pope has canonized 800 people this week, all from one town in Italy. On 28th of July, 1480, an Ottoman force commanded by Gedik Ahmed Pasha, consisting of 90 galleys, 40 galleots, and other ships carrying a total of around 150 crew and 18,000 troops, landed beneath the walls of Otranto, Italy. The city strongly resisted the Ottoman assaults, but the garrison was unable to resist the bombardment for long. The garrison and all the townsfolk thus abandoned the main part of the city on 29 July, retreating into the citadel whilst the Ottomans began bombarding the neighboring houses. Hang in there. When Gedik Ahmed asked the defenders to surrender, they refused, and so the Ottoman artillery resumed the bombardment. On the 11th of August, after a 15-day siege, Gedik Ahmed ordered the final assault, which broke through the defenses and captured the citadel. In the massacre which followed, all men over 15 years old were killed, and all the women and children were enslaved. According to some historical accounts, a total of 12,000 were killed and 5,000 enslaved, including victims from the territories of the Salentine Peninsula around the city. Some survivors and the city's clergy took refuge in the cathedral to pray with their elderly Archbishop Stefano Pendinelli. Gedik Ahmed ordered them to convert to Islam, but received a flat refusal, and so broke into the cathedral with his men and killed all those inside. This included the Pendinelli, who encouraged the survivors to turn to God at the point of death, but was skewered and cut to pieces with scimitars before having his head cut off, put on a pike, and carried round the city. Gedik Ahmed then turned the cathedral into a stable and saw the garrison commander Francesco Largo to pieces while still alive. This is not uncommon. This is the way wars are fought from Genghis Khan throughout. Okay? However, they do it with vigor. This week, you won't see American troops do that. American troops are the pinnacle of chivalry. But, of course, the communists won't tell you that. And the communists will tell you the Crusades were evil, but the poor Muslims were just being peaceful. This week, and they'll also tell you that we're the only ones that ever had slaves, and we abused our slaves. But they'll never tell you about the 600,000 men that are buried at Gettysburg to free the slaves. No, you must never, never think that this country is on the level. This week, they were canonized by Pope Francis. A martyr in Christianity gives up his life for Christ while forgiving their murderers. A martyr for Islam blows up buildings and trains and is a saint of Islam. Osama came for 100,000 in New York. And he only got 3. We were lucky. Notice that these Muslims kill all males over 15. And when they capture blacks in Africa for slavery, the slavers also kill the males to prevent resistance in the march back to Saudi Arabia. It is easier to breed a man into slavery when there is no freedom to compare to, just like in the new USA. Hang in there, we're going to cover the Armenian Genocide, just in case you think this is ancient history. The Armenian Genocide, also known as the Armenian Holocaust, the Armenian Massacres, and traditionally among Armenians as the Great Crime. Medz Yergin was the Ottoman government's systematic extermination of its minority. Armenian subjects from their historic homeland in the territory constituting the present-day Republic of Turkey. It took place after World War I and was implemented into two phases: the wholesale killing of the able-bodied male population through massacre and forced labor, and the deportation of women, children, the elderly and infirm on death marches to the Syrian desert. The total number of people killed as a result has been estimated at between 1 and 1.5 million. Did you ever see a movie about it? Hollywood doesn't want to show you this movie. Other indigenous and Christian ethnic groups such as the Assyrians, the Greeks, and other minority groups were similarly targeted for extermination by the Ottoman government, and their treatment is considered by many historians to be part of the same genocidal policy. It is acknowledged to have been one of the first modern genocides, as scholars pointed to the organized manner in which the killings were carried out to eliminate the Armenians. When Hollywood shows you, or the communist historians talk to you about the massacre of American Indians, they never bring up the murder of the Armenian people by Islamic Turks. As a matter of fact, it is the second most studied case of genocide after the Holocaust. The word genocide was coined in order to describe these events. The starting date of the genocide is conventionally held to be April the 24th, 1915, the day when Ottoman authorities arrested some 250 Armenian intellectuals and community leaders in Constantinople. Thereafter, the Ottoman military uprooted Armenians from their homes and forced them to march for hundreds of miles, depriving them of food and water to the desert, which is now Syria. Massacres were indiscriminate of age or gender, with rape and sexual abuse commonplace. The majority of Armenian diaspora communities were founded as a result of the Armenian genocide. Turkey, the successor state of the Ottoman Empire, denies the word genocide is an accurate description of events. In recent years, it has faced repeated calls to accept the events as genocide. To date, 20 countries have officially recognized the events as genocide, and most of the genocide scholars and historians accept this view. Rape in Egypt today happens to Coptic Christian girls and CNN reporters. The fact that they were Christians tells us the same fate awaits all Christians as sure as African boys are nailed to wooden chairs crying out the name of Jesus. And if Israel falls, not one Jew will be left alive. And the people who pray to the merciful God, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, show no mercy. The only thing a savage murderer respects is retaliation with a greater fury. If a Muslim is honest with you, he will tell you, all jihadis are soldiers and saints of Allah. And that is what we are dealing with. When a non-believer tells you he knows the Muslim mind, he is either lying or he's a fool. And the Arabs have a saying, the fingers are different, but the hand is the same. And my sources are Wikipedia. So I just thought I'd share that with you, because we are in a 100-year war, and nobody is telling you. And if you have a little child today, chances are, in 18 years, he's going to go and fight this war. This war is not ending until we end it, and we don't have the stomach to end it right now. Think about that, and we'll jump back to rock and roll. One of the signatures of early rock and roll is the bridge in the song always has a saxophone piece. And that's when people had other musical instruments. Today, all you can get is guitars. If you got a music shop, the only thing you're selling is guitars. Unless you got the New York Philharmonic coming in. Then you got a chance. So, I'm just going to fast forward a little bit, maybe into the 60s, and I'm going to tell you about the different sounds and background sounds of rock and roll. Bomb da da bomb da bomb da bomb bomb. I'd like to thank the man who introduced my baby to rock and roll, doobop, doobop, shooby doo doo. So here's an example. Dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon 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 blue moon dip 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 moon 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 dip 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 moon 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 dip 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 bom 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 dang 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 ding dong blue moon moon moon. You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart. Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really didn't care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever. Dang it, dang, dang, ding it, dong, ding, boo. Oh, 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 The name of that group is the Monarchs. Let me see if I can find somebody there also. My apologies, I said the Monarchs. No, the name of the group is the Marcells. Now, I found a good group, a group that I like. I told you about Everybody Got Married in Church. Well, this group did a song called Church Bells May Ring. Meaning, hey, I'm almost going to get married. But this is a song they sang on the first date.
Is it any wonder that I've fallen for you? You're the spell I'm under, and I'm helpless, it's true. Is it any wonder why my skies are so blue when I search the
the phrase, better to have loved and lost than never loved at all. And today, I'll tell you something, there's a big void when it comes to love. It's really sad. It's really sad. And I don't want to go into all the reasons, what for, because I don't know all the reasons. I do know that when guys and girls got married, they didn't do a net worth workup, and lawyers, divorce lawyers, starved. Once in a while, they get a closing on a house after the couple had lived there for 50 years. Now, they wait 10 minutes after the wedding to do the divorce settlement. It is sad, and girls and guys are afraid to get married. But of course, the free love generation ruined a lot of things. You know, the old ways were better. They were more intelligent. But who's to argue? And who's going to tell the youth of today that they're heading to hell in a handbasket? They're not going to listen, are they? I do feel sorry for all the nuns out there. And my version of a nun is a girl who's not getting married and has no boyfriend. And there are a lot of them. And all the jerks are at the in the flesh pots getting a laptop dance. They have no idea what's going on. They call Bill Clinton the father of the year. He had one child. If he was a farmer, he would have had crop failure. Oh, yeah, he planted a lot of seeds. But where are they? Do you know how many nursing homes there are people in there that nobody comes to see? Because they bred themselves out of existence? Is that what God put us together for? God put us together so that we could live on. You look at your grandson, and what do you say? You're almost out the door, and he's just coming in. And you're saying to yourself, part of me lives in him. Part of me lives in him. That's a wonderful feeling. When I was in grammar school, the Catholic nuns used to tell a story of a Roman matron she had a friend. There were patricians and plebeians. Patricians were the wealthy, and the plebeians were the poor. And this patrician had a plebeian friend. And she visited her friend, and she was showing off all her jewels. Now, this story is being told by a nun. And she's showing off all her jewels and all of her assets. And she said to her plebeian friend, "Where are your assets?" And she called in four children and said, "These are my assets. Who is richer?" So a kid didn't turn out right. The drug dealer got him. Hey, that's not your fault. That's the government's fault. That's our fault. This president took an oath to protect and preserve the American people. And by legalizing drugs, he's not doing it. He is killing them, just like he kills them in chop shops. And they say that the child is not real. Not until it's born. And it's only a piece of tissue. Let me sit you in my dentist chair. And with no Novocaine, let me drill a little tissue. And tell me if you feel pain. Do you know that senators just voted no anesthesia for babies that are being killed in Planned Parenthood chop shops? No anesthesia. Do you know why they voted no anesthesia? Because they would have to admit that what the communists call a baby, they call a fetus. That the fetus feels pain. I guarantee you that fetus feels pain. I can show you pictures. I can show you pictures of bodies that are racked with pain. You see, this doctor just went, he was found guilty. But look at all the kids he killed. 1,000 a year. And don't think these other chop shops aren't doing the same thing. I heard a horror story the other day. It took place about 10 years ago in Brooklyn, where the chop shop was putting the babies in black plastic bags, and then they took all the bags and dumped them in a deserted parking lot. And the dogs got into them, and they were running around town with baby parts in their mouths. You think about that horror. If you think abortion is such a wonderful thing, you know what you do? Put a nanny cam in the shop and watch it for a while. Let me go back to when love was real. Let me find you a good tune. And the sound is called the train sound because it sounds like a locomotion.
Baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take the ring from me. Oh, dear.
said she was bird.
Now we have a group called the Monarchs, and this is their song, A Look Homeward Angel, first done by a crooner named Johnny Ray. And the Monarchs did their version of it, and we dedicate it to all the guys that are serving overseas who can't wait to get home. We got to start looking homeward, angels. We got to bring God back to this country. There's too many people who are hurting him and trying to get rid of him. And when they get rid of God, they're going to get rid of this country. They have their own master. Here's a little trivia for you. Guess which state is the most religious state in the country? You're not going to believe it. Would you say it's in the South? You would be right. Mississippi. Guess which state is the most irreligious state in the country? And they just legalized weed. You will believe it. Are you ready? The 51st state, the least religious state in the Union, Vermont. And Vermont is the home of Ethan Allen and the Green Mountain Boys. And when Ethan Allen kicked in the front door of Fort Ticonderoga and caught the British in bed, he kicked in the front door and he shouted, "Surrender in the name of the great Jehovah." And today, they don't even know who the great Jehovah is in Vermont. I call Vermont the first communist state. So, I just thought I'd let you know. A little trivia. And I'd say that at least the top six religious states in the country are all in the South. And if you want to know about New York, we're 40th. Yeah. Sinful New York. I love New York. Here's a tune for the troops that make it back. And pray to God that Obama doesn't kill any more of them. In my book, The Spirit of America Party, you will see I make a case. And it's true. You can go back to World War II. Democrats get you into war and leave you to die on the battlefield. It's Republicans that get you out. Today, our problem in the Republican Party is we got too many Democrats. Only tried and true is the Tea Party. More tea, anybody? And the tea comes in all flavors. And I have personally tea bags with the pictures of flag-burning senators on them, and I love to dunk them. I call it the dunk-a-shame. Welcome home, boys. We missed you. Welcome home. Welcome back to the land of the round doorknob.
I need you more.
Last two numbers, Chuck Berry, Back in the USA, and Most of All by the Moon Glows. Sweet, sweet dancing music. You didn't have to know how to dance. All you had to know was how to turn the lights out. We called it making out. Today they call it hooking up, and everybody gets trashed. And eventually you got to take out the trash. And then we have Guys in the Navy looking for love. And they had to learn Morse code to get in touch with their paramour.
Did dot did it, did dot did it, did it, did dot did it, did dot.
Come back to me.
No,
Here's the latest joke. The FBI is going to investigate the IRS. Every time I see a Mueller, he's protecting mosques. I have never seen this guy do anything as sensational. It seems like they just use him as an excuse, or the FBI is looking into it. I'm very, very worried for our country, folks. I'm very worried. Even the liberals are getting worried. Because they know after the communists arrest the conservatives, they're next. Yeah, we'll all be in the gulag together, those of us who make it there. And what's with the Janet Reno buying all the hollow point bullets that are banned by the Geneva Convention? What are they? She's not wearing a Nazi uniform, is she? You know what happened to the German people? They had their guns taken away. And they said, Adolf Hitler told them, look, you don't need guns. We have the SS to protect you. And Stalin, if you want a gun? Sure. Here you go, right to the front. Yeah. Unbelievable. We're the only guys that are allowed to keep our guns. And they're trying to take them away. They used that shootout in Sandy Hook. I'll bet you, Obama dragged all of the Sandy Hook victims around for votes and to declare war on guns. I'll bet you, if you ask every Sandy Hook person, would they have had their kid have had a chance if there was an armed guard there? Half of them would lie to you, and the other half would tell you, my kid would have had a chance. It is sad. It is really sad. I watched a Marine's father who lost his son, and it's a real sad situation. His son was in Afghanistan, and his son called home and said, Dad, you know, these Afghanis here, they are not friendly, and we're side by side with them. And I don't think I'm coming home alive, Dad. And it turned out that there was an Afghani officer who had a T-boy who he had sex with. And he ordered the T-boy to go down to the gym on the Marine post and shoot as many Marines as he could. Now, let me tell you something. Rule number one that is taught to every Marine: never be without your weapon. Never be without your weapon. They make you sleep with your gun. To remind you, the weapon has to be handy. It doesn't matter where you are. You never are without your weapon. And I'm going to tell you, there was 51 Americans have been backshot by the Afghanis, the friendlies. And the last sad situation was a guy teaching kids how to play basketball, and they cut his throat. Okay? You're never without your weapon. Never. I saw a picture in Iraq of 40 Americans lined up inside a safe zone at a Burger King, and only two had weapons. You're never without your weapon. And I'll tell you something else. If there's five Americans and there's five Afghanis, and all five Americans are walking in front of the Afghanis, you're inviting a back shoot. At any given time, one American has to have his gun trained on the Afghanis. He doesn't have to point it directly to them, but he can be right there within one trigger pull. And they can rotate. They don't have to be obvious. One guy drops back, one guy moves forward. Wake up, guys. And then the father blamed Bush for being in Afghanistan. The reason Bush was in Afghanistan is there were 3,000 dead Americans on the streets of New York. Many who jumped to the streets of New York. And that's the reason we were in Afghanistan, to destroy the training zone. And everybody now thinks it's 12 years later, we still haven't finished the World Trade Center. The Empire State Building was built in 1 year by people that needed work. People waited for somebody to fall off the building to get the job. water boys made $5 a day. That was big money. Climbing up 60, 80 stories to bring water to a guy catching hot rivets. And here, 12, 13 years later, we still haven't finished one project. That tells you something about the American people today. We are not the greatest generation. And I'm afraid we never will be unless we wake the hell up. And the first thing we got to do is bring back the draft, because you can't ask less than 1% of the country to save it. We all have to have skin in the game. The draft has to come back. The draft, 1 year, that's good. Boys and girls, if that's what you want, boys and girls, get your draft notice. Come serve your country. When I was in the military, you pushed up your draft so you wouldn't have to wait to be 26 to be called. I pushed up my draft at 18. I was finished when I was 20. I served my country along with every immigrant that got off the boat, whether they were from Hungary, South America, Ireland, soon as Germany. One guy got his draft notice and he went back to Germany. He just got here from Germany. Everybody got to serve their country. Now you have politicians that are making decisions that affect the lives of fighting men, and they have no skin in the game. You think John Corzine ever served this country? Think about it. Do you think Bill Clinton ever served this country? The greatest president we ever had. You don't know the difference. You couldn't tell Shiite from Shinola. Do you think that Barack Hussein Obama serves his country when he's getting ready to give nuclear missile secrets to the Russians? Now that's an impeachable offense. And I got to tell you something. He is the commander-in-chief. That means that he could be tried in a military court-martial. He is the commander-in-chief. He is the highest-ranking military officer in the country. And he could be court-martialed for cowardice in the face of the enemy. And, of course, we'll shoot Hillary, too, as a side benefit. Yeah. But giving nuclear secrets to the Russians, that's it, man. It's time for the Rosenberg chair. Let me bring you back to a time when the country was safe. Here's another angel song. See, everything is angels.
Just a fool, a fool in love with you. Earth angel, the one I adore. Love you forever and evermore. I'm just a of your love, loveliness. I hope and I pray that someday I'll be the vision of your happiness. Oh, oh, earth angel, earth angel, please be mine, my darling dear. Love you all the time. I'm just a fool, a fool in love with you. Mm-hmm.
loveliness. I hope and pray that someday that I'll be the vision of your happiness.
Out of the South came a couple of boys that sang and they rocked the world, and it was all American. We were on top. It was all American. This was before the British drug invasion. Yeah. We had Elvis, and we had a guy named Roy Orbison. And on 9-1-1, when those towers came down, I did a little video called 911 We Forget Nothing, NUTTIN, and it's on YouTube. And I took pictures of what happened on 911, and as a matter of fact, in my book The Spirit of America Party, 911 is I think chapter 3, and there's a picture, the classic picture of everybody up on the 80th floor trapped waiting for God to come save them. Instead, God took them home. And, of course, those people were diving out of those windows. And three people lost loved ones that day. Three types of people. Wives and mothers. Fathers and daughters and children. So, I took three tunes and I put them into that chapter. If you go up on the internet, you can see the chapter. I think it's called The Spirit of America Party, a book, or Spirit of America Party Radio Show.com. And in that chapter, there's three MP3s. One is Makushla, an Irish tune, which means my darling, and that's for the girls. And one is an Irish tune called My Son, and that's for all the guys. But for the kids, I did a Roy Orbison tune called In Dreams. And the reason I picked the Roy Orbison tune is he was in London doing a show, and he got word that his wife and children died in a fire, and his house burned to the ground. I mean, more than that, that could happen to you. I mean, there's nothing more than that that could happen to you. And so I did In Dreams for the kids. And if you listen to the words and you think of the kids who lost their mother or father on 911, it'll reach you.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift away into the magic night. I softly say, dream.
In the 50s, one out of three songs had God in them. You think about that and take a look at the crap you got today.
When the twilight is gone, and no songbirds are singing, when the twilight is gone, you come into my heart, and here in my heart you will stay. Day in a dream that's divine. My friend is a rapture in blue with the world far away. And your lips close to mine.
On a downhill slide, and it's not looking good. We can't even go to the moon anymore. Yet the Chinese plan to have a colony by 2014 on the moon. We are going to be playing catch-up for a long time. We're in trouble. We can't even drill all the oil we have. We're not allowed to drill it. We're not allowed to talk. You have to whisper certain words. Look at Broadway. They can't create a modern show. There's no creativity anymore. There's no creativity in anything we're doing. All of the Broadway shows are reruns. All of the good movies are reruns. They were watching The Great Gatsby is the great one tonight. Come on. What's happening to us? Are we dumbed down in school? There's no inspiration. We got to come back to God. We got to rebuild our country. This was called the United States. Today it's not united. It's a combination of splinter groups. We have been deliberately divided, never to be united again. We can't even stay married. Who are we? Aren't we the descendants of the greatness of the spirit of America? Guys who put their lives on the line and fought the British in 1776, and fought each other to save slaves, to free slaves in 1865. Went to Europe to repay the debt of Lafayette, who came and served us and helped us grow as a nation. Where are we today? We've become like Cuba. We can't go on like this. We either have to come together or we're all going to die. And I look at my grandchildren and I tell you something. Right now, their parents are not concerned with the condition of the country. But in 12 years, a six-year-old will be eligible for a draft that may be forced upon us all. Look at your children. The dope dealer is waiting for them. He's got a hypodermic with their name on it. How are they going to survive? Mothers can't let their children out of their sight today. In my generation, you could go out and when the lights came on, you came home. Alive. Everything that's good has been destroyed. Everything that's bad is being promoted. The world is turned upside down. When Cornwallis surrendered to Washington at Yorktown, the British band played The World Turns Upside Down. Now it's our turn to play that tune. It is really sad. And the only thing that's going to save us is we have to come together as United States citizens. One from many. And it can be done, but we're all going to have to work at it. Let me give you another tune. Our stars are dying before their time. Look at Michael Jackson. Look at Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston was happier at 11 years old singing for God than she was at the peak of her career. We got to go back to one man, one woman, marriage for life. And every boy and girl should have a father and a mother. Have it. Say a little prayer for the Pope. The Pope brings hope. And I will close with the favorite of the greatest generation. The one tune that they opened up their, they began their day with, and they ended their night with. Have a safe night and a safe life.